Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good old number nine, Jim McMahon, is helping with the campaign to get Steve McMichael into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good morning, Jim. I hear you got about 8,000 signatures on that petition. Way to go.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a lot more than that when we're done. But, I think it'd be awesome. I think he deserves it, and we're doing everything we can for him.
Jim, offense and defense are not traditionally close to each other. What kind of relationship did you have with Steve McMichael? What was he like as a teammate?
He was an awesome teammate. He brought it every day. I mean, he practiced like he played, and he made our team better because of that. I mean, he made our offensive guys work, and that's what teammates are supposed to do, make each other better, and he definitely did that.
My impression when I met him was off the field, he was a big, loving, kind-hearted pussycat. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. He plays the role of Mongo really well, the old guy from Blazing Saddles. But he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for.
Jim, I know you recently visited with Steve. What was that like? What was the feeling you came away with after that?
Well, I've seen him a few times. It's tough to see him in this condition. There's no doubt about that. Steve is one of the biggest, strongest guys to ever play in this league, and now to see him, basically withering away is tough. It reminded me a lot of when I saw, Walter, when he was going through his troubles. His body just kind of just withered away, and it's tough to see, especially with guys that are so big and strong like that.
Yeah. What do you think the Hall of Fame would mean to him?
Well, I think it'd be a great honor. They keep talking about that our team being one of the best ever, and we've only got five guys in the Hall out of 22 starters. So he's definitely one of those guys that belong. I think we've got a few other guys that belong as well on the offensive side as offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Our guys did things that's never been done in this league. We led the league in rushing four straight years. That's never been done, and that's a credit to those guys up front, because everybody knew we were going to run it, and we were still able to do that. So that's unfortunate. Only one guy so far is in.
Rick Tellinger wrote a really good column about this in the Sun-Times, comparing Steve McMichael's stats with Hall of Famers, and Mongo's stats are actually better than many of those guys, aren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he's got some unbelievable statistics for a down lineman. He played 160 straight games at that position. That's kind of unheard of. And, he played the position where you're supposed to play it.
Jim, do you talk to Ditka? You keep in touch with a lot of your old teammates?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have dinner with Emory Moorhead and Kurt Becker the other night, my only two roommates that I had here in Chicago. That was a lot of fun catching up with those guys. I got to see Jimbo this summer when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm not back here in Chicago that much. I've been here a month rehabbing my foot, but it's always good to see the old guys.
I know you mentioned the petition, the names on it. Is there somebody, you have to have somebody, I guess, within the Pro Football Writers to make the case? I know Dan Pompey in the past has gone to bat for a lot of the guys on the Bears and from Chicago. But do you have any sense for how the electors will react to a petition or how the process will work when you come up with these names?
I really don't know how the process is going to work. We're just trying to make the voters, whoever selects these guys, to make sure you take a good look, because like you said, he has the statistics to be in there, and they talk about our team being that good, so why isn't he there? So
the class of 2022 set to be enshrined in August. Jim, how are you doing these days? I bumped into you at a restaurant a few years ago, and you seem great. How are you feeling?
Well, other than this foot, I was just back in New York a couple of days ago to see my head doctor, so my head feels pretty good right now.
Good.
But this foot has been... I just had a routine surgery back the day before Thanksgiving. They got infected. I had to go back to the hospital for 8 days, had two more surgeries, almost lost my foot.
Oh, no.
And I still can't walk, and it's been 6 months. So I'm getting closer, but it's been frustrating as hell.
Was it an old football injury or something else?
Yeah, it was. I played on a broken ankle for a couple of years. They kept telling me it wasn't broke. So.
Oh, boy.
So they just said that shave some bone and take off some bone spurs. So it was a pretty, the doc said the operation went well, but then the infection, I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, I hope you heal up fast. And do you want to leave us with a quick take on the Bears and what they've done and what you think they'll do this year?
Well, I did a couple interviews yesterday. I don't follow the game a hell of a lot. I love to play the game, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't like watching. I hated it when I was on the sidelines when I was hurt. So I try not to watch a hell of a lot. Hey, I don't know what the Bears are going to do.
Have you watched Justin Fields ever? Have you seen him play?
I've seen maybe a series or two. Mm-hmm. I don't, like I said, I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah. But I know he was a big-time player at Ohio State, so... Usually when you can have success at that level, you can transfer that up to the pros as well.
Jim McMahon from the College Football Hall of Fame. And I appreciate the time this morning, Jim. Hope you get that foot taken care of and quickly. Thanks very much. And after we let you go, I'll give a couple of emails or a couple of addresses and a website here to get more information on that campaign for Steve McMichael to get in the Hall of Fame and also for the fundraising that's going on. Thanks again, Jim. Good talking to you.
Okay, guys, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
848. Yeah, he's still the punky QB, Dave, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's consistent because he yeah. said, "I don't watch the game." So
yes, that's right.
He's not just saying that.
Well, you know what? And that's scary about his foot. Although, I'm happy to hear his head's okay with all that's going on in pro football. Mm-hmm. As far as that letter writing campaign on behalf of Team Mongo to support his Hall of Fame bid, you can send the letters to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we'll post this on our website. But the address is 2121 George Halas Drive, Northwest, Canton, Ohio, 44708. And then there's a website, and you can get more information, and I think there's info there on some fundraising going on. change.org/Mongo to HOF for Hall of Fame and the word to TO. So it's change.org/Mongo TOHOF. And again, we'll post that at WGNRadio.com.